This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. So you say weeding's not your bag? I have some weed-blocking superheroes prepared to do battle for you. The brilliant researchers over at Cornell University came up with a list of some superpower perennials that have the ability to overtake those weeds. All of these plants are fast spreaders, also known as invasive, and they have dense leaf cover, which prevents sunlight from hitting those weed seeds so they can't germinate. Emerald Blue Moss Phlox has pretty little lavender flowers through April and May and is Zone 2 hardy. This plant is a short ground cover in full sun. Lady's Mantle is a Zone 4 plant with great chartreuse scalloped leaves and little yellow flowers from late spring to early fall. This one reaches a height of 18 inches and does well in part shade. There is another variety called Thriller that is even more prolific. The catmint variety, known as Walker's Low, was voted the 2007 Perennial of the Year and is another superhero weed blocker. It's hardy to Zone 3, loves full sun, and in mid-season, after the first flush of flowers have faded, trim the plant by a third, and in a couple of weeks, you'll have more flowers. Catmint is also deer and rabbit resistant. Ooh, bonus! Another Zone 3 hardy plant, Herman's Pride False Lamium, quickly forms a dense canopy. It has mottled yellow-green foliage with pale yellow flowers that delight in shade. Careful though, this weed whipper is a wanderer too. Another plant that's really invasive and definitely a weed whipper is Snow on the Mountain. I've moved this plant, which turned out to be about a million, out of a shaded garden and into a woodland area. It's taking over. This plant shoots out rhizomes everywhere and will march like a conqueror through any territory. I have all this information and more on my website, gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.